Hello, welcome to the Thursday, March 12th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start out with a great diary by Rob today about looking for anomalies in your logs. That's really sort of what looking at your logs is all about, trying to find new and interesting things. Now, if you're working for a large enterprise, you may have some fancy tools to do that for you, some kind of SIM or so. But even then, I see a lot of the SIMs, that default configuration, do focus too much on like the top 10 most frequent events and essentially stupid lists like that. That's not really what you're interested in. You're looking for the one-offs. Now, if you're working for a smaller company, you can very easily write a couple scripts to get just that out of your logs. Very handy to have, in particular if you have limited time to look at your logs and actually then make decisions whether or not a system is compromised or whether or not to investigate a particular system or a particular event more closely. The one thing you really shouldn't, the one trap you really shouldn't fall for is that you consider each log event a compromise. What's typically happening is that log events are attempted attacks, if they're attacks at all. They're not successful attacks. Actually, the most dangerous log events that you're looking for are the ones, well, that didn't get logged. That's usually the real scary successful attacks. And hopefully by looking at the logs that did get generated, you will find those as well. And we got a new low when it comes to false positives and antivirus. Panda Cloud Office Protection and Retail 2015 did label at least some files of its own install as malicious and then quarantine them, of course, breaking the product and with that also breaking the system it was running on. They fixed it by now. They pushed new signature files. They also pushed out a patch that will move the quarantined files back. So at this point, everything should be good. And that's as of 9 p.m. Central European time. Now, what may have happened here is that the signatures file themselves, of course, well, they include signatures, so strings and such that the products look for. Typically, when you download a signature file and when you store it on your disk, they're compressed, they're obfuscated, so just what happens here, that they label themselves malicious, doesn't happen. Actually, if you remember last year, we had sort of in October, we talked about false positives. There one issue where you have this issue showing up is if you transfer virtual machines across a network, then you just transfer the memory image, which of course contains the unpacked, unobfuscated signatures that then trigger antivirus alerts. And I don't have kids, so I must have missed that Mattel is now coming out with a Wi-Fi connected Barbie. Now, apparently this Barbie will have a microphone and a speaker built in, and your kids' voices will be transmitted to the cloud, not just for voice recognition, but according to the EULA that's included with this doll, also for analytics. So in order for Mattel or its partners to, for example, analyze what your kids want, and then also to respond with Barbie suggesting whatever they should ask for next. Aside from the obvious privacy creep factor, there is of course a big opportunity here for exploits to take advantage of this microphone and speaker going straight into kids' rooms. And as a follow-up to a story we covered a couple of weeks ago about GNU-PG running out of funding, well, the campaign was successful and they received more than 120,000 euro just on the first day. So they started hiring now a second developer, and hopefully this will help this rather worthwhile project to continue on and create great software. And IBM's X-Force found an interesting vulnerability in the Dropbox SDK, that's the software development kit for Android. What happens here is that if applications on your Android device support Dropbox, then a rogue application could also gain access to Dropbox without the user knowing that it does. Now, the interesting part here is that the exploit will only work if you do not have the actual Dropbox application installed for Android. So as a quick workaround, what you could do is you could just install the Dropbox app. You do not have to configure it, so you do not have to enter your username and password to the Dropbox app. Just install it. This way, rogue applications can no longer access Dropbox via vulnerable application that you may have installed, because to really fix this problem, you have to replace all applications that use the outdated version of the SDK. So if an application that you have installed is no longer really supported, if the developer of that application is falling behind on patches, then it may take you quite a while to figure out that this particular application is using the vulnerable version of the Dropbox SDK. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.